Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is December 30th, and on your WSIU Almanac, Washington State hit a record low on this day in 1968 when two cities plunged to minus 48 degrees. In Marion, today is the last day you can see the artwork of veteran artist and art instructor Missy Karstens. The hours of the Art Center, 9 to 1 on Mondays and 11 to 3 Tuesday through Friday. The next Labyrinth Walk will be held in Carbondale on Sunday, January the 1st. This is a monthly event and it's held on the first Sunday of the month. And now, as we close out the week and the year, here is Cheryl Ernst with the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
Stargazers can view all five of the naked eye planets this December. Look for Mercury and Venus low in the southwestern sky after sunset. Mars shines to the upper left of Venus. The star system's two largest planets, Jupiter and Saturn, have to be found in the morning skies of December. Jupiter rises earlier, about 2 a.m. at mid-month, and shines low in the east in the constellation Virgo. Saturn can only be found late in December, rising an hour or so before the sun. The ringed planet huddles near the red giant star Antares, very low in the southeast as the year ends. The Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois and the SIU Department of Physics are on hiatus from public astronomy events in the month of December. The Department of Physics returns to the roof of the Neckers Building on January 22nd.
And that's the Friday WSIU Almanac. See you next year. Good Friday morning, and on today's WSIU Almanac, The Wonderful World of Disney, aired for the last time on NBC television on this day in 1980. Locally, officials with the Shawnee National Forest remind you that prescribed burning on selected acreage is taking place between now and the spring of 2017. And another organization that works to maintain a healthy ecosystem in Southern Illinois is the River to River Cooperative Weed Management Area. And Kevin Rowling, he's the coordinator of the nonprofit, and he says,
we're a group of 13 agencies, organizations, universities, and private landowners. So we work in the southernmost 11 counties of Illinois. Right now we have a joint project with the Southern Illinois Prescribed Burn Association, where we're working with volunteers to do both prescribed burning and invasive species control on the same property, because there are a lot of invasive species that benefit from prescribed burning. So we try to get a handle on the invasives both before a burn and then following a burn.
It never ceases to amaze me the number of invasives and how they're taking hold. I think right now one of the up-and-coming ones is bush honeysuckle. Is that kind of becoming a problem here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's one of our worst invaders, I guess you would say, in our area. It can take over forest understories. A lot of invasive species need a certain amount of disturbance, but bush honeysuckle can invade even more pristine forested areas. So that one is definitely one we're concerned about.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for December the 30th. Enjoy the final 2016 weekend.